welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. It's, of course, Sunday, April the 12th, 2015. So good to see you. Pull up a chair to the table of fellowship and let me welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship. And if you're not too familiar, Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, each and every program, each and every Sunday, we have a main theme, main focus, and today we're talking about our wonderful God. If we really stop and really ponder how much He really loves you, how much He really loves me, it will literally blow our minds. So we're talking about our wonderful God today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray that you're doing well today. It's Joey with you. How's the weekend coming for you? In fact, of course, last weekend was Easter. Did you have a good Easter, by the way? Yeah, our family last Sunday had a sunrise service. We had an Easter egg hunt. We had a great lunch. In fact, you had to roll me out of the restaurant. I mean, that's how great the lunch was. But so I pray this weekend is a blessing for you today. You know, have you ever experienced buyer's remorse? Yeah, just prior to making a purchase, you feel that urge of excitement that comes with getting something new. And after buying the item, however, a wave of remorse sometimes crashes over you. Did I really need this? Should I have spent the money? Questions like that come to mind. And you know, I'll tell you what, friend, in Genesis chapter 3, we find the very first record of a buyer's remorse. The whole thing began when a crafty serpent at its sales pitch persuaded Eve to doubt God's word. Then he capitalized on her uncertainty by casting doubt on God's character. He promised that her eyes would be opened and she would become like God. Tell you what, friend, sin has dire consequences. It always keeps us from God's best. It really does, friend. But God, in his mercy and grace, praise the Lord, clothed Adam and Eve in garments made from animal skins, foreshadowing what Jesus Christ would do for us by dying on a cross for our sins. His blood was shed so that we might be clothed with his righteousness, with no remorse.
Yeah. You are holy, you are faithful. You are Savior, you are friend. You are all I'll ever need, Lord, you are. And you are every question's answer. You are every reason why. You are moving, you are still, Lord, you are. And you are the Lord on high. And you are the way, the truth, the life. And you are the Word made flesh. You are the bright morning star.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Grants me daily breath. He
song right here on this Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, and today we're talking about our great God. You know, a mother once overheard her little boy explaining the basics of Christian theology to his little sister. "You see," he said, "it was Jesus's job to die for our sins, and it's our job to sin." Well, he sort of has it right, just a little. Sinning is definitely what we do. It comes naturally to us, friend, and it was definitely Jesus's job, or his mission, so to speak, if you will, to come to earth to die for the sins we commit. We can commit the sins, no problem there, but we don't seem to be able to pay for them. Thankfully, Jesus is able to do what we cannot. Praise the Lord for that grace that only God himself provides. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on this Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to be hanging out with you. Today we're talking about our great God. You know, there's something humiliating about the word surrender. Ever since we were kids, when the neighborhood bully would put us in a headlock and refuse to let us go until we give up, we've resisted the idea of giving in to a stronger opponent. Now, that may be okay in athletics and military battles, but when it comes to the spiritual life, friends, surrender is the only way to achieve victory. God wants us to be victorious and successful in life, but he wants us to achieve victory in a way he knows is best for us. And that means first gaining victory over our stubborn pride. So let's choose to humble ourselves beginning today and seek the Lord.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. Mercies I see, all I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies. is I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
What a beautiful song. His name is Chris Rice, singing about the great faithfulness of God. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for letting me tag along with you. Of course, it's Sunday, the last half of the weekend, and I pray that you have yourself a wonderful week. I pray that the Lord will just bless you and provide opportunities, what we call those divine appointments this week, for you to share his love and literally be salt and be light. Friend, you can always catch up with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. If you got a song request or prayer request, or you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.